UHV, monitoring.
Gamma 4HK.
Hey, you're on your way home?
I'm not too far away. I got about 10 minutes left.
It was a brutal hot today, right?
This is where I was at. I got up to about 98, 99 degrees there today.
I don't think you got anything close to that here.
Cherrydale, where it's nothing but concrete and asphalt.
A lot of interference coming through for some reason all across the spectrum here. Maybe I'm going to stay quiet for a few minutes here.
Peter's noisy this afternoon. Sometimes if you just keep talking, it'll warm up and it'll get a little better.
So I saw some duplexers on sale on a surplus website yesterday. I don't know what those things run, but I think there was four of them and a repeater set up. I think it was Motorola brand for like $100 or something.
If they're any good at all, that was a good deal.
Public surplus auction sites lately, and there's some pretty crazy deals going on, I think.
But, yeah, if you can get all that for $100, that's a steal.
See, I don't know if you know anything about welding, but I was looking for some welders, and I saw a Miller-Matic 252 on there for $750, and it looked brand new.
That's another good deal. What's this website?
Public auction. Public surplus auction.
Maybe I need to find that.
Sad, but I'm not by the computer at the moment.
That. You got your email? With the
transmission was intelligible. Could you bring back?
You have your email on file with the FCC.
On there?
I may look it up and shoot you an email here later this evening.
See, it's nicholas.bennett@gmail.com. And Nicholas is spelled with a K instead of an H.
Look at that.
Hey, get to see a bunch of clients today?
Good day today. Nothing to complain about at all. Big sale lined up for next week. So had some pretty decent traction today. So all good. How about you? Did you have a good day?
A couple projects finished up at work. We built this American flag gate, and I designed some jigs so the guys could weld it up a little easier, and got that all finished up, and designed another jig for Liftech, and hopefully they're going to be real happy with it. We'll get that filled out here, so just moving along.
At home then?
No, I work at home, so I'm at home. I just finished turning the oven on. I'm about to pop an apple pie in there and going to have some of that with dinner.
Apple pie and some vanilla ice cream on top of that?
Some whipped cream too, yep. Vanilla ice cream and the whipped cream.
Jealous.
Man, I've had this apple pie sitting in my freezer for a couple weeks now. It's just, you know, it takes about an hour to bake one and another hour or so or more to cool down. So it's kind of like a whole afternoon job. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to eating it tonight, that's for sure.
Hope you enjoy it, and it'd be nice after a long day at work.
Okay, so, you know, I figured it'd be a good day for an apple pie. But other than that, I guess I spent most of my lunch break out here taking care of the animals. I cleaned up the hawk pens a little bit, started messing with the pigeons a little bit and got them going, and yep, had me a little bit of granola for lunch.
Grilled chicken for lunch today. I eat lunch with a couple of the shop owners there in the area where I'm at. We all meet at the Mexican place there in Cherrydale. And eat lunch.
I don't really like Mexican.
That seems like about all I eat anymore.
Las Miras tortas out there yet?
Say I have.
Be close to, there's a couple of them now, but I think one of them is in right off White Horse Road and 123, somewhere around there. But if you're in that area, check it out. It's kind of like a, it's not really like a go dine-in restaurant. It's more kind of like a fast food thing. but man, they got some of the best stuff around.
What was the name of it again?
Tres Tortas.
To look it up next Monday when I'm over in that area.
When I'm over in that area, I usually try to have lunch there. If you're into Mexican food, it's excellent. They've got some, if you like a little bit of spicy, it's not crazy spicy, it's a little bit hot. They have some marinated carrots there, which are really good.
Like I said, I'll have to try that. But, Nick, I am getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and look forward to doing it again. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Nick.
Don't forget to reach out and shoot that email over. I'll be looking for it later. And yeah, anytime, just let me know. 7-3 is you too. Have a good evening, sir. HV monitoring.
Good morning there, Nick. This is NGLTR.
How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
I got your email now. You're in deep stuff.
Oh.
Patrick can tell you what a bad guy I am. Oh, we're just coming back from Mertz, and we went over to Spartanburg there to pick up an item, and the guy loused up one digit in a form, and we was there 2.5 hours or better, on something that was pre-ordered ahead of time.
I can't. There's only a few things. A thief is one of them that I like. That I like less than having somebody waste my time. You know.
Being retired, we call it retired time between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And we had just gotten home, and I said, "Well, heck, we'll just go with him and go over to the Golden Corral there, which is not far from Academy, and eat dinner early." And it's about our time anyways. Gosh, the time we got out of there, it was just about busy time, you know, rush hour. So I brought Bernice back over, and we went to Mutz again. Wasn't as good as last time, but it was still plenty good.
Well, I haven't been there yet, but I heard nothing but good things about that place, really.
They're very fine people and very fine service, and it's a buffet. It's reasonable. I think it cost me, $26-$28 for two of us. And you can just get whatever you want. I had barbecued ribs and barbecued chicken and all the sides with it. And it's a very good bargain, and it's a really neat place. It's old-timey style. There's a, I don't know what gauge train it is running around the ceiling in there as you're sitting there. It goes right around you, and it goes a long ways. It's those great big ones. It's not the little HO and all of that, and he's got a collection of them in a shelf there, and that's kind of neat just to watch it, and it reminds me of my days as a kid. I never had any of that big.
Trains when I was a kid. I did have a few remote control cars, and man, I used to make those things into like some sort of action war heroes there. I'd have them jumping over pits of fire, rescuing my G.I. Joe guys with bottle rockets strapped in their backs, you know.
Never heard of that one before, Nick. I didn't have all on a motorcycle. I was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from almost the beginning with my Cushman Eagle scooter, and then I went to Yamaha trail bikes. And then I wound up with a 250 two-stroke, and I rode that a lot of miles.
I'd be here talking to you if I had a 250 two-stroke when I was a youngin'. I was pretty crazy. I know one time we used to build ramps to jump our BMX bikes off of, you know, and I guess I was the only person that was building the ramps out of the group of kids that would ride around with us. And me and Robbie built this ramp one time. It must have been, you know, might as well have been Mount Everest to looking at us, you know. It was a great big huge thing, and me and him were the only people to ever jump off of it, except one time Hughes, he worked up the courage there to jump on this thing, and he got his speed up, and kind of got a little wobbly there right at the last second, you know, and kind of got some of his weight forward and wound up going over the handlebars, and that was a pretty bad crash when he hit the ground and got his lip stuck in his braces there a little bit. And I think the rest of the guys that saw that happen, there wasn't no way they was going to go jump on it now.
Roger on TR Mobile. Well, one day, my mom and dad bought a mom-and-pop grocery store when Dad got laid off in the railroad, but he was only laid off 4 months, and then he went back. But he kept the store, and this lady come running into my mom and said, "Virginia, Virginia, Tom's going to kill himself." She said, "What are they doing?" And she said, "They got soda pop cases out there stacked up and got plywood laying on them, and they're jumping from one ramp to another." My mom said, "Just don't watch." She says, "I learned not to watch."
What you don't see, you can't know. You can't really be scared of it, I guess. I remember one time I got these big giant smoke bombs, like a big one, not like a little one. This thing would last a few minutes there, and we lit it underneath the ramp so that we could jump through the smoke. And my mom told me a story about coming around the corner just down the street thinking the house was on fire. She said she was always worried I was going to set the house on fire.
Bandies and cherry bombs, they were pretty bad. Silver salutes. But I still love firecrackers. They're illegal, of course, you know. But at any rate, I even sold them when we were in the grocery store with it. But we saw a funny one on the way home, and I asked Bernice, I said, "You know what that is for a trailer hitch cover there on the back of that truck?" And it's this, it was this gray thing, it was rectangles, it was placed this side towards the enemy. You know what that was? The replica of a Claymore mine. And, you know, people stick different things in there where the trailer ball goes, and this was mounted there perfectly. I've never seen that before.
Well, I think they're kind of funny, too. And then there's always the grenade on the counter that says take a number, and the number's attached to the pin.
Yeah, they don't, they caught someone on an airliner one time trying to get aboard one with one of those, and they just got the airport down and all, and it was just one of those fake ones. But, I'm telling you, the world's changed since I was a kid. Of course, I'm 76 years old there, and
42 years old here, and the world's changed since I was a kid, too, let me tell you. You know, I remember riding, like I said, riding the BMX around all the time. I used to collect soda pop cans and run them up to the gas station that was in the street there and put them in this machine, and they'd give me a penny a piece for them. And I would get 10, 15 of them, you know, and have myself a quarter worth of money, and I could go inside there and get a whole handful of candy for that, you know.
Yeah. I think I'm going to leave the car on the outside. So I'm going to pull back up here in the carport, lift the hood up, let that engine cool off some, because basement's where I usually park it, and it's 190 degrees in that engine compartment, so I'll have to sit out here for a few hours, although it probably won't cool off very much. You take care, Nick, and we'll catch you down the line. We have arrived at the QTH. Nice visiting with you tonight. This is NZRO TR Clear with your final.
Thanks for this few minutes there. It was nice visiting you with you as well. I'm sure I'll hear from you again in a few hours. Anyway, I'll be clear as well. 73 is you, Tom. KQ4QHV.